Hallelujah. Amen. Let's just bow our head to pray. Father, we thank you and we give you praise. Thank you for your ever abiding presence. Thank you because you are the one that inhabits our praises. And thank you because you are not alone. Thank you because we hold on to you, the solid rock. Thank you because we are not moved by anything except by the word that you speak to us. And thank you because we lay hold of your word and it does not good because we mix it with faith in Jesus' name. Thank you for these hours that we will spend in your presence. Thank you because there is a reward for it. And indeed, you will be our exceeding great reward as we follow you in Jesus' name. Father, we give you all the glory and we give you all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Okay, so for congratulations that we are all here. Hallelujah. It's one thing to start on a journey and another thing is finish it. And it's just by the grace of God and by the mercies of the Almighty. Amen. I know a lot of people that do not go to church will go to church today. Hallelujah. Amen. But it's okay. If you go once in a year, it's okay. One day, you will be regular at it. But what is important is not that we go to church and do a cross overnight. It's the spiritual impact that is very important. So you won't leave here the same way you came. Amen. Hallelujah. And there will be an addition to you, okay, that will help you in your work in the next 12 months. Hallelujah. God is not limited by time. Amen. Hallelujah. So right now, as we are waiting for the new year, in Kiribati, the new year has already started. Amen. Hallelujah. That's the first country that ever witnesses the new year. And you know the interesting thing? The first country that witnesses the new year is Nigeria. First country that witnesses the... Don't stay too close. Or I don't punch you. The first country that witnesses the new year... I'm the first country that witnesses the new year. Okay? And there's a line that they call the international deadline between him and I, as close as we are. And it's the last person that witnesses the new year. Because the time zones of the world start from here and it moves towards the, what do you call it? The west. Anyway, Abby? Towards the west and then ends there. Okay? So if I experience it, it's not automatic for him to experience it. He has to wait 25 hours to experience the new year. Hallelujah. But you know the beauty of it? Thank you. The beauty of it is that whether he experiences it an hour or two or three, or 25 hours after, he will always meet with God where God is. Amen. Hallelujah. Man is the one that changes his position. God is ever constant. Amen. Malachi 3 verse 6 that we read on Sunday, it says, I am the Lord, I change not. Hallelujah. That's why you, when you put up this name, it always looks strange to me. This name that you put up here. Hallelujah. Amen. I was looking for the Bible verse. Don't worry about my name. Don't worry about my name. It says, for I am the Lord, I do not change. Therefore, you are not consumed, O sons of Jacob. I am the Lord, I don't change. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, spiritual matters to the foolish people will always be like, what are they doing? They never understand it. Okay? But everything that we see in the physical was battered first in the spiritual. So just look at yourself and see that everything that you want to do, before you start doing it, first it has a thought process, okay? And you don't just go there and start anything. It's not possible. Everybody thinks about what he wants to do, okay? Now, the same thing about the things that we see. Everything starts from the spiritual. Hallelujah. So whatever people will be seeing in the coming year, okay, are things that have been birthed in the spirit, whether they know it or not. Amen. Hallelujah. And I bring you greetings from the set man. Okay? He says I should greet you all. And he says I should tell you that Proverbs 4:18. If you read it, please give me Proverbs 4:18. Before I continue my story. Proverbs 4, verse 18. He says, but the path of the just is like the shining sun that shines ever brighter unto the perfect day. Amen. The path of the just is like the shining sun that shines ever brighter unto the perfect day. And he also says that we should look at it and say that as we go into 2025, okay, the things that we want to see are the things that we should be saying. Hallelujah. Amen. The things that you want to see are the things that you ought to be saying. And it's just like he says we should learn to say what you want to see, what God says, what God's word says, in spite of what you see and hear or feel. Hallelujah. Amen. So in spite of what is going on around you, you have to hold on to God's word, because that's what doesn't change. Hallelujah. If you look at every situation, and with every situation you change, then there's going to be a problem. You have to be consistent, and you have to be in and out of season. You just have to remain constant. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. So, and then the last thing is that it says that you should watch God perform his word as we keep ourselves alive with his word. Amen. You should watch God perform his word as we keep ourselves alive with his word. Hallelujah. Amen. So what was I saying? Before I went to Sestuan's message, it's always constant. Hallelujah. Amen. And so you need to understand this as well. Okay? In 2025, it's more, and like I said on Sunday, it's more of how you'll keep your relationship with God. Okay? Because he has done everything that he will do. He's not going to do anything new. Hallelujah. He has prepared everything. Okay? So it's how much of yourself that you allow God to use that you will see. Amen. In Daniel chapter 11, verse 32, the Bible says, "And as such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flatteries. But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits." He says, for those that do know their God, they shall be strong and they shall carry out great exploits. Hallelujah. Amen. And if you look at all the stories that we read in the Bible, Romans 15 verse 4 reverse. Romans 15 verse 4. It says, for everything that was written before, okay, they were written for our learning, so that we, through the patience and comfort of the scriptures, might have hope. Amen. Hallelujah. So everything that was written before was written for our learning. So if you want to hold on to whatever the psalmist says, okay, you see that the psalmist will come and tell you that, I have searched and I have not found. Anytime the psalmist is speaking, he's not talking about your experience or somebody else's experience. It's always about what he has found out about God. Hallelujah. Amen. He will say, my soul longs after you. Abi, that's what he says. Or he says that, I see, and he always personalizes everything. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Hallelujah. And those are the things that we are learning from. I'm saying to you this day, that if 2025 will be so remarkably different from 2024, it will be about your experiences with God. Amen. See, yes, we are in the dispensation of grace, but then you have to walk before God and be thou blameless. Hallelujah. You know, what do you call that mentality now? It's my right. Entitlement. Hallelujah. Thank you. A lot of people are entitled. They'll tell you that they have given their life to God. Hallelujah. And so by virtue of that, everything belongs. And then they forget the fact that God, there's a responsibility from you to God that will ensure that these things will come to pass. Hallelujah. Genesis 17, which one were you reading on Sunday? Genesis 17 verses 1 and 2, I think. Okay. And it says, when Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said to him, I am Almighty God, walk before me and be blameless. Okay? And he says, and I will make my covenant between me and you, and will multiply you exceedingly. Hallelujah. Amen. So the fact that you are Abraham's seed doesn't make it automatic for you, okay, to enjoy this exceeding multiplication of greatness. Because you have to be like Abraham. You have to be blameless before God. Hallelujah. When God was going to brag about Job, the book of Job starts in Job chapter 1 verse 1. It says there was a man in the east. Job chapter 1 verse 1. It says there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. Okay? And that man was blameless and upright and one who feared God and shunned evil. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, the only thing that separated Christ and God, or the time Christ was separated from God, was the time when he was on the cross. You agree with me, right? At the time, he said, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. Hallelujah. And at that point, what was recorded is that all the sins of you and I and the people before us, okay, were on him. And God had to turn his back because he could not behold sin. Hallelujah. God turned his back, and that was when the deed was done. Okay? And so if it will turn his back, okay, when his son was carrying the whole sin of the world, don't think that he will carry sin and then you see his face. Amen. He says that, can I have Job chapter 1 verse 1 again? He says that he was blameless, upright, one who feared God and shunned evil. You have to make that differentiation within yourself. Yes, you have the right standing with God. Your right standing with God is that Christ has paid the price. Hallelujah. You can approach his throne of grace. Amen. Hallelujah. He does not take away that responsibility from you. To be what? To be blameless before him. Hallelujah. In Psalm 31. Joel chapter 2. Joel chapter 2 from verse 25. He says, so I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locust, the consuming locust, and the twin locust, my great army which I sent among you. Verse 26. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. I think I'm only going to talk to the choir. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. And praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be put to shame. You cannot leave home and come here and be quiet. Open your mouth and I will feel it. That's what the Bible says. Hallelujah. So when you see things that are prayerful, hallelujah, please hold on to it and claim it. Lay claim of it. Amen. It says, you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. You know, when the choir was singing, they said, if you look at January, you just can't fathom it. And I see all of a sudden that people begin to think in this country and said that if you calculate, if you go and get your statement from the bank from January to now, you wonder that this kind of money passed through my hand. Then you don't wonder why you are complaining. You have to be deliberate about keeping records, okay, and knowing that things that God has done. He says that you will be satisfied. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. And praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you, and my people will never be put to shame. Amen. You need to keep your eyes on these scriptures because they are very critical. Hallelujah. Whatever we see, and that's what the settlement was trying to tell us, that whatever you see around, that's not God's word. Hallelujah. Amen. Whatever is happening, whatever you feel, is not God's word. Amen. What God's word says is what you should keep your gaze upon and hold on to. Amen. So usually when you approach the set man and you tell him that you have a project or you want to do something, he's going to ask you one thing. He says, which scripture are you standing on? And the only reason why he says that is that when the storms come, because mind you, the storms will come. He says, when the storms come, what will keep you afloat is this scripture, the word that God gave to you while you are going to embark on that journey. Amen. Everybody starts a journey happy. Hallelujah. Amen. But not everybody ends it happy. Okay? And it's not every time that you embark on a journey that you see what you want to see. Okay? But what gives you the confidence to go on yet another journey is the word of God that doesn't change. Hallelujah. And this night, we are going to give ourselves, we are going to yield ourselves to God's word. Amen. And we are going to just be lost in his presence. Hallelujah. I know we have been praying. Amen. But there is always and icing on the cake. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And lastly, Psalm 31. Verses 1 to 3. It says, "In you, O Lord, I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in your righteousness. Bow down your ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be my rock of refuge, a fortress of defense to save me. For you are my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for your name's sake, lead me and guide me." Hallelujah. It says, "For you are my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for your name's sake, lead me and guide me." Hallelujah. Because it's very important. What says the path of the righteous man keeps getting brighter and brighter. And the only reason why it does get brighter and brighter is because he's following light himself. Psalm 31, verse 6. Or which one are we reading? The one that says that your light is my light. 35:6. They want to help me out. Thank you. 36:9. It says, "For with you is the fountain of life. In your light, we see light." Hallelujah. Amen. In your light, we see light. As we follow him, amen, it keeps getting brighter and brighter because it's our light. Hallelujah. Go back to Psalm 31, verse 3. Psalm 31, verse 3 says, "For you are my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for your name's sake, lead me and guide me." Hallelujah. So as we look, as we look forward to a 2025 that is full of wonderful things. Hallelujah. The Bible, why is it full of wonderful things? Because it's full of God. And the Bible says that God is the only one that does wondrous things. Amen. Hallelujah. No man does anything wonderful. Any man that does something that you call wonderful is because God has allowed him to do it. Amen. So we rise on our feet this morning, this evening. And let us thank him that indeed, as we look into 2025, it will lead and guide us. Hallelujah. Indeed, it will be our fortress and our rock. And for his name's sake, he will lead and guide us. Everything that he has proposed for us, indeed, will come to pass in Jesus' name. Father, we give you all the praise and all the glory. Let your name be magnified, O Lord. Amen.